Hi, this is Trelawney Williams, and I'm from a branch of the Australian Widget Inc. service. This audio recording is to discuss the advantages and disadvantages of the collaboration tools my group used when creating the report for the Federal Department of Widgets Australia. These tools were Doodle, Dropbox, and Skype conference call. Doodle is a tool created for the purpose of organizing and scheduling events. The advantage of this tool is the ability to keep track of your own events as well as to invite others and to receive confirmation of their attendance to events. This can be quite useful, especially with regard to events that need definite numbers or have a large number of people invited. However, redundant in terms of our assignment. Doodle was used by us to schedule our conference calls on Skype and could have been used to organize any deadlines. But our Skype calls were at the same time every week and we knew our deadlines. The use of this tool was pointless for us and our use of it became forced. Dropbox is a tool designed to allow several people to share documents and images. Generally, people use tools such as email to pass on their work, but this can become confusing if there are several versions. The advantage of Dropbox is that group members do not need to send multiple emails to each other if they change one or two things each time. Instead, Dropbox enables them to simply save the document in the shared folder. The main disadvantage of Dropbox is that two people can be editing the file at the same time and not realize, although this can be avoided with planning. The only problem my group had with Dropbox was that not all group members were aware of how to share folders and sent links to their document in an email, which was pointless as the document could be attached to the email. However, by the end of the report, all group members were using Dropbox correctly and it proved to be invaluable. Skype conference calls is a tool created for communicating with a number of people. The advantage of this was that people can interact via speech or text. This is useful because actually calling someone allows faster communication and discussion. But there are times when an individual only has a quick question that either does not require an explanation or not everyone is able to be online simultaneously. A disadvantage of this tool is that often people will accidentally talk over each other and block out each other's speech when having a conference call. Although this did not happen to our group, I know of other instances where the connection is slow or stilted due to the people being across the world from each other. All of these tools were free, but they did all rely on an internet connection. Overall, the most valuable collaboration tools were used by our group were Dropbox and Skype conference call. I would definitely recommend the use of these tools.